item is subdivision 2007-14, Bob Brooks Beaver Dam Properties LLC as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2007-14 for Bob Brooks Beaver Dam Properties based upon the record and for the following reasons. The applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision with an AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet, and the average lot size is approximately 15,000 square feet. A subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the subdivision ordinance. It is a superior design because it preserves 3.2 acres of the 14-acre site as open space, protecting woodlands and wetlands. At the same time, at a density of 1.4 lots per acre, the density is within the maximum density allowed in the AR1 district. The design addresses the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will be served by central water and sewer, and the preliminary approval is subject to the following. There shall be no more than 21 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion, and sedimentation control facilities in other areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. To the extent possible, its design and location shall minimize street removal, minimize tree removal on the site. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with a local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. Efforts should be made to minimize disturbance of the forested area near the stormwater management areas. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas shown on the preliminary site plan, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible, particularly on lots 5 through 11. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within the lots. A system of street lighting shall be established, and sidewalks shall be established on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. Subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. As proposed by the applicant on the preliminary site plan, a 50-foot buffer shall remain from the ordinary high water line of Wall Branch. In addition, the buffer from the 404 wetlands, as shown on the preliminary site plan, shall be maintained. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-14, Bob Brooks Beaver Dam Properties LLC as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.